I've been thinking, doll. It's been so interesting since you've been a part of my life. Just what am I going to do with you? I told you I'm not crazy, doll. You're just like me. You just don't realize how much you are. Look at me salivating at the sheer amount of interest, the sheer amount of fun we're going to have, destroying everything that gets in our way. I realized my father was right. He was always right. I was adopted, but it didn't change the fact of whose son I was. I was always meant to be the prince of darkness of this world. It sounds so edgy. I fucking love it. Now tell me, doll, why is it you still stick with me when you know I'm a ticking time bomb, a fuse lit and ready to explode? Just like what happened to Kachan. Isn't it amazing how I made him blow up instead? I heard he's still in the hospital for that one. I love it. The fact that I can inflict such delicious pain on so many, yet get away with it, and there's still people psychopathic enough to follow me. And that's you, doll. You're just as ruined as me, just as crazy as me, just as deranged as me, and I fucking love every moment of it. Come on, doll. Yes, kiss me with those deranged lips, with that deranged look in your eye. It suits you more than anything. You're such a maddened beauty, I love it. You're my doll, mine, mine, all mine. And I won't let you go, because I know you don't want me to. And I won't stop marking you, because I know that's what you desire. You want to be mine, and I want to be yours, and I want to twist you and turn you and break you and make you mine. 1,000 times over. It's just the ecstasy of the fall, the corruption. Everything is exquisite. I can't get enough of you, doll. You're so perfect, so amazing. But enough about this selfish deluge that I'm always diving into. What do you want, doll? You've been so loyal. You've been just like me. A beautiful, wonderful, ticking time bomb of life. What do you want the most from it? Let me guess. You want me. You're maddened for me, and you're just as crazy about me as I am about you. So it must be, right? Come on, doll. Let's make sure we live it up. We'll paint this town red all over again. But this time, together, we'll do it without missing a note. We'll do it without hesitating. No one will know what hit them. Wait. Doru, why don't we instead spend some nice quality time getting to know each other? It's been a while since I've done something normal like I used to do. Studying you might be some kind of a fun, little, interesting, little side thing. Well, it's more than a side thing. I'd say it's a main scenario quest. I thought maybe the best thing we could do was go on a little date together. Yes, you might even like some spoiling, right? It can't all be guns and knives and dangerous things. We could have some fun. We could have some real fun. I'd like to study you and all your reactions. Every time you drool, every time you smile, every time that heart of yours beats faster. I want to know about it. I want to know all about it, doll. I want to know everything about you. Because I've loved you from the moment I've met you. I've realized there's a lot in this world that doesn't go my way, that never will, and that's okay, as long as I've got you, doll. A compromise. What's that supposed to mean? I know you like your men crazy, baby. Then what's to stop me from being the craziest? It'll be the best. Come on, doll. I know exactly how it should be. We need to Make sure every communication is key. Every time we doubt one another, we make something that makes us even closer. Too much evil laughing? I didn't know there was such a thing as that. Hey! You can't just do that, doll. You can't just go crazy with me or I'll go crazy for you. I think it's a little late for me, though. Doll, you make me feel it so much. Every single thought of you is ecstasy. Well, of course, doll, I'm doing this because I want you to love me. I want you to be obsessed with me. I want you to lose your mind for me. Huh? Well, I mean, sometimes I can be overbearing, but... You mean to tone it down a little? I mean... I guess a normal day could work, doll. Just a bit. I just don't want anyone looking at you. I'll be so tempted to blow their faces off the face of this planet. Violent tendencies... make me seem weird. Then I'll tone it down. And, well, I guess I could do that. It's not like I'm incapable of things. I'm good at learning. Good at adapting to situations, so... I suppose that's something, doll. I'll work on it, I guess. It's strange, doll. I'm so used to taking what I desire. Is it really better this way? I don't know. I was raised to take anything I want. Anything I need. But now you're telling me to try something new. I'll do my best. I guess. Jeez, doll. I didn't take you for someone like that. You're interesting, and I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to see what makes you tick. And I don't mean the way I usually mean. I'm not going to dissect you or anything, unless you're into that kind of thing. Wait a second. What are you doing, doll? You aren't manipulating me, are you? Well, I guess if I have to be manipulated by someone... if that someone's my doll, my cute doll. Come here, doll. Let me look into those beautiful eyes. They're so pretty, I could just kiss them too. Ever since I got abandoned, I've never had a date. Wow, doll. It's the first time someone's giving something to me. It touches me. Touches my heart. I don't know what to say, doll. What can I say? Except thank you. Thank you for everything. I'm not crying. It's just I'm so touched, doll. After everything that you'd have such a kind heart. It's sickeningly glorious. I never thought, doll, that you could be even more predictable, maybe even gullible, yet still so cute and mine. Doll, you're so interesting. I'm enamored with you. I've only got eyes for you. Don't you love it? Don't you love being the only one I look at? All the rest of them are just flesh bags that don't need to have any other interaction. The only thing they're good for is wasting time. And I don't want to waste a moment that I could spend with you, doll. Now, about toning it down. Take my hand, I guess. I can be pretty normal. At least sometimes, doll. At least sometimes. What? I mean, I guess I could do that for you, doll, but I always thought my crazy was appealing to you, the way that you're a psychopath just like me. You want to see what I'd be like? More toned down? I mean, I guess. Fine. I'll show you that the greatest villain can be... the greatest gentleman, too. Your lips are so soft. My doll. That's just it, doll. I guess the reason why I'm so crazy for you is because it's in my very soul. Everything I've learned, everything I've done has been for you. I've wanted you since I first laid eyes on you. And I know that'll never change, doll. I can't let it ever change because you're perfect. You're so perfect, doll. Doll, take my hand. I'm sure we can make today fun, don't you think? I can be gentlemanly. I'll prove it to you, doll. I'm more than just a psychopath. I'm a psychopath with some class, some tact. I know exactly how to treat someone as cute as you. You're right. I suck at doing other laughs, but that's okay. I know exactly where to go. We'll go to a fancy place. I don't know what we'll do there, but we'll go to a fancy place nonetheless. Now come on, doll. I'm gonna be your gentleman today, and forever, and forever. Or maybe, I don't want to wait that fucking long. Maybe I just want to have my doll's full attention and love, and maybe I want to make sure every single step, every single thing I do makes you obsessed with me. Oh, doll, or should I say puppy? I don't care which it is. At this point, as long as I can have you, as long as you see me as your man, then so be it. So be it. Whatever anyone thinks, whatever they feel, doesn't matter anymore. I'm not a hero. I'm not anything but me. And come on, baby. I've been trying so hard to work on my violent tendencies, and now I'm less of a crazed one, and I'm learning how to do things the right way. I know now you can't get everything you want by being a maddened psychopath who's stronger than anyone and probably smarter while I'm at it. But still, puppy. I've been obsessing over you because I love you. Because this love isn't twisting the knife. No, this love is already straight through the hearts. And it keeps on going. You keep on twisting it, and I love the pain. Every single second we're here. And whenever I can look at you and that cute expression when you're looking all shy, pushed against the wall, it suits you. It really does, doll. Don't you like to be obsessed over? Don't you like to be obsessed over by me? Oh, I could just drown in that saliva of yours. Savor it. Yes, doll. You'll be my puppy forever. And I don't mean to well train you. In fact, I don't care if you're a wild pup. You can be my doll no matter what. You can see everything I do because it's all for you to see. And now I realize something, doll. I realize something so crucial, so important. And it's that it doesn't matter where we are. Even if we're on the floor like this and I'm above you. I can still whisper sweet nothings in your ear. I can still make you mine in new and exciting ways, puppy. It's the fear, anticipation, and attraction all at once. That's what makes us work. That's what makes the cogs in the wheel keep turning. And that's what makes my lips draw closer to yours. Doll, you're mine. You're all mine, doll. That's why I get so easily distracted. That's why I get so enamored by staring into your beautiful eyes. It's because you can't see the beauty. You can never see the beauty in yourself, but I can see it all. I can see everything, doll, and I'm sick and tired of things getting in my way. I'm so sick and tired of it. Anyone tries me, and I might just snap on the spot now, but I love that side of me. That's why I shove everything out of the way. That's why I lose myself every single chance I get. Come on, doll. Tell me I'm not right. Tell me that's why you're not so attracted to me. I know you are, and I know you will be. Because I know we're meant to be just like that. Who's my cute doll? Yeah. My cute puppy. Yeah, you are. And you're going to be a good puppy, aren't you? Even if I bite a little. I promise I'm a good master to have on your side. And I'm not so crazy as I am a visionary. I see the world for what it is, and I dare to change it. I dare to take it down, one knife slice at a time. One nice 100% Detroit smash to the face of anything that gets in my way. And even if that's it, even if that's all I am, a force of destruction, a force of change, then so be it! Because there's more to us than that. Doll, I never want you to break. I know what it's like to lose a doll. I know what it's like to have people I thought were my doll, but they never were. But you're special, doll. You're more than special. You're beyond special. You're one of a kind, doll. The only one for me. And that's how I knew it. That's how I knew it was true love. Right at that moment. Because you didn't break, doll. You fought back with love and attraction and attention to detail, and everything came together. I felt this, and it was more than love. That's why I'm willing to compromise for you. And maybe it seems like something innocent and small, and maybe it is. Maybe deep down, I'm still the son my mother raised instead of the son my father did. I'm sorry if I ever scare you, doll. I just don't know how to hold back when there's everything I ever wanted right in front of me. I don't know how to hold back from grasping it, pulling you in, snuggling you with a hug that almost hurts. It's so tight. I love to make you feel loved, but I also love to make you feel wanted, desired, passionate, maybe just a bit insane. Hey, before you make assumptions, I wasn't always like this. I went through a lot, and doll, I got obsessed. I saw the world I wanted to take down. I've seen what it means to lose everything. I even lost my mom. And my dad, for what it's worth, twisted me, and I knew it. I allowed him to because I didn't want to feel. I just wanted to be a monster, to get away from it. And that's why my very nature twisted and warped. I let him make me into the person he was like. But the difference was I didn't let myself become him. Not just a protege, a body for him to take over. In fact, he tried to. He tried to use his power, to use my body as a future host for him. But he underestimated me. He underestimated how powerful I'd become, and I swallowed him. I destroyed his consciousness and broke him. Now he doesn't exist. Now I'm all alone, except for you, doll. That's why you're so special. You're the one thing that kept on coming back. I don't know if it's your quirk or your personality or just who you are at your core, but either way, I love you. And even if I want to show you a non-twisted version of myself, does that Deku even exist? It's kind of sad to me. Because sometimes your eyes flash with those innocent, glistening, little sparkles. And I don't know how to answer that. I think, am I doing something horribly wrong? And if I do, why should I care? Why is it any different whether I care or not? And then I see you caring about me. Even though I'm a psychopath, someone you've seen do deranged and horrible things, you still saw me as human. Instead of the monster I had propagated for so long, trying to make you into mine. Trying to make you. I tried to warp you. I realized too late that I was doing what my father was doing. Then I realized compromise is the difference. He never compromised with me or Tomura. He made us into weapons. He made us kill one another. It was nothing short of tragedy. If I could take it back, I would. He was the one person who understood me, because we both went through hell and back. He was the one person I should never, ever... Why that kiss, puppy? That's bold of you to assume you could comfort me. Thank you. It's not easy to talk about my mistakes. Or the fact that I'm still such a disheveled individual that I might still be a monster. Maybe you give me too much credit. Maybe I'm still that monster. Lurking. Waiting to consume you. It even scares me, doll. Because while I want so many things, while I'm a greedy bastard. Definitely a greedy bastard. I don't know when to quit, because I can't. Even if I wanted to quit, how do you quit being yourself? It's just become so twisted, so maddened. I wonder what All Might would think now. I just want to be whole with you. I want to feel what it's like to be free of my insanity. I don't want to deny who I am, doll. But I also don't want to play pretend with myself, living out these visions of people that wanted me to be this monster, even though I was the one who pulled the trigger on the gun. I was the one who made myself a monster. And that's fine. At least I can be your monster. And maybe you're mine. You might be the fiercest monster I've ever met. I mean, you could stand up to me and smile in the face of death. You're insane in the best way, doll. And maybe this is just me talking to myself. But I want us to be something. I don't just want to live my life where it fades and goes into obscurity. I want to leave a mark on this world, good or bad. I don't care how good or bad. It could be the best or the worst. And I would still love every second of it. But aren't you the same, doll? You're just like me. That's why we've stuck together like glue and paper. Nothing can tear us apart unless we rip our own bodies and souls apart. That's the beauty of our bond. It's so carnal, it's so visceral, that not anyone can understand it. To others, we're just two psychopaths on the world, but to each other, there's no sweeter romance than holding the other one in the cradle, in the cusp of madness, but also finding some order where we want it. I love you way more than I know how to say, but I'm glad I do. And I'm so lucky to be a man who has your love, puppy. I remember when it was good before things went all kinds of bad. It's not like I'm blind that all the times weren't bad or good. I remember when I was trying to be a hero still, before I lost my way. I realized when I turned on All Might, It's not something I can take back. And I think it makes me a true villain. But this villain does have a heart. At least one for you, doll. I don't care if the rest of the world hates me, but would you please never hate me? Please, doll. I promise I'll be good to you. I'll be a good villain or hero or man or whatever I am. I don't really care about the details because I am what I am, and nothing will ever stop me from being honest, true to my very soul. And it's thanks to you, doll, that I feel the freedom to do so. Because you're just like me. You balance the monster with the madness, the happiness, the good things, that we're not just monsters anymore. I realize that. I'm not so slow as to think that it's all going to be that easy. Simplifying things into a single category. That'll never work. And I know that for a fact, because I've experienced it. I've seen you change and understand your very own nature. And now maybe it's time I show you my loving nature too. There's nature and there's nurture. Why don't I spoil you, puppy? You might be my doll, but you're still my cute little puppy. Maybe I should have done this a long time ago. Because I could have wasted all day taking you on a date thinking that's what you want. But now I realized. You're just like me. All you want is me, isn't it? Well, it's a good thing I fucking want you more than anything. It's a good thing I'm not afraid to leave my mark. My teeth on your neck. My kisses all over your body. I would do anything if it made you feel, baby. And I'll never stop. Because let's face it, there's no me without you. And there's no you without me, right? In a sick, twisted way, that's all I ever wanted. That's my good little doll. Always raising to the challenge, huh? I'm glad you do. Because it wouldn't be fair if we weren't equal. Look at you. You look so cute like that. That's my doll. Just relax, doll. Let me make everything better. I so will. My doll. Let me kiss you forever, won't you?
It's so nice to feel your body shake like mine, to know that we're both nervous, feeling so special, and wanting the other without a damn thing to get in our way. That's what I love about you, puppy. It's because you're my doll. Who's my good girl, huh? So obedient, and yet so obstinate. I can't pick which trait I like more. But I know one thing, puppy. When I tell you to heal, that naughty body of yours gives in so easily. Like you want a madman to just ravage you. It's a good thing I'm so good at that. Ravaging you, getting that body of yours addicted to me. You love the corruption, don't you? The slow descent into all those naughty desires that you give in to. It feels good to give in, doesn't it, puppy? Doesn't it, doll? So give in to every touch. And let your master make all the twisted decisions of what to do with you. I'm going to enjoy watching you fall, tasting your fall. Come on, doll. I know you can handle this much. That lewd body of yours asking for more, need I even mention where? You know where without even saying it. Because you feel it, doll. You feel how much your body aches for my fingers, for my tongue, for my everything. So, while I take my time corrupting you, making you into an even lewder slut, I'll take time to appreciate how much you made me even lewder, too. Pressing those legs together won't help you, doll. That pussy is mine. That's right, you can feel it. My hand's gripping you down there, doll. Yeah. Ooh, I'll get a big chunk of it because I'll take my time. And you're going to stand there and take it, aren't you? You don't have to. I'm not giving you a command or anything. After all, this is a compromise. But if you want me to, I might just lap you up down there. Take my tongue and shove it where the sun don't shine. And of course, make you ache for more. Edge you on the grips of a spine-breaking orgasm. I'll edge you, doll. Every single second I'll edge you, and I want you to look down at me when I devour you, when I eat that cute little pussy of yours. Come on, doll. Present yourself to me, back against the wall like that. Unless you like to bend over the bed and show me something. I want this to be a loving moment where I spoil you. Instead of selfishly subjecting you, like I usually do. See, I'm learning, doll. I'm not just a psychopath. I'm a psychopath with some good morals, right? Good morals for you. Look at these sweet thighs. I could just play with them all day, kissing and biting and leaving my mark. I want the whole world to know, baby, that you're all mine, of course. You're my doll, my puppy, my cute little plaything that I want to spoil. And I'm your master, your everything. You will give me everything, and I'll give you everything, and that's what makes us so special. Your thighs are so tasty, baby. Now what if I lick right up here? The mix of your sweat and flavor of your sex, of your nethers is so tantalizingly, intoxicatingly perfect. I need more. There's no words to describe, only this carnal desire to make it mine. Yes, doll. Your quivering legs prove that I'm doing something right. Quiver and come all over my face. That's right, puppy. Oh, what a juicy pussy you've got. Isn't that right, my good little doll? Do you like when I suck on it? When I warm that tongue inside of you? When I claim every inch this long, snake-like tongue claims? Yeah. Is it like a little tentacle? No, big, thick tentacle inside you. What were you thinking, my corrupt little doll? Thinking you want more? Even though you can barely stand. Not so fast, doll. Let me put you down gently. Just spread those legs for your master, so I can taste you in earnest. I understand, doll. Those legs of yours, cute as they are, gave out because they couldn't handle it, could they? What your true desires were written all over your face. Come on, doll. So juicy and delicious. That's my good girl. Look at how obediently you're shaking your hips for me, yeah? You must want to be spoiled more. So cute how you squirm. Look at the mess we're making. Can you feel how hard my cock is, baby? You're the one making this happen. But I guess if we compare how sopping wet your pussy is, I can't say that I'm that much worse off. Why don't we make it worse together, doll? You can suck on my fat cock, and I'll keep fucking you with this tongue of mine. Suckling you, devouring you. Make up your mind, doll. You act innocent and then get so easily corrupted. You wanted this from the start, didn't you? Mm-hmm. That's right, doll. You're mine. All mine. You want more, don't you, doll? That's why you're suckling on my cock so fucking much. That's why you're choking on it. That's why you want so goddamn much. So greedy, aren't you, doll? Then how about I give you this fat cock and I finish inside you like a naughty, naughty doll deserves. Come on, doll. You said you wanted a ride. What's changed then? Go ahead and ride. I'll make sure it's a bumpy one now. Since your legs don't work, I'll hold your hips. And I'll pound up into you like there's no tomorrow. I'll stuff you so full of cock you lose your mind. You wouldn't think that you're into it quite as much as you are, but that corruption kink you have, I can make it go like crazy. I can rub my cock against you so gently that you'll start to melt. You'll want it inside you. Oh, doll, look at you. Rubbing that clit. You pinch it sometimes for me. All because you're excited looking at me stroking my big fat cock, aren't you? Yeah, why not just be honest, baby girl? Come on, doll. Prove to me how much you want this fat cock. Yeah, you want it, then come and get it, yeah? Yeah, you want it? Oh, I love the way you touch it, yeah? You like the way my fingers disappear inside you? Yeah, fiddle with all those little details down there. Those nethers of yours are just aching for my touch, aren't they? Oh, fuck yeah, doll. Yeah. Oh, I love you so much. Yeah, yes, I do. Oh, you want this, yeah? Yeah, you do. Oh, fuck yeah, doll. Oh, God. Fuck, doll. Oh, you're making me want it so fucking bad, but look at you. You're just destroyed down there, huh? Yeah, you take it. You naughty girl. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all that cock slipping inside you. Can you feel that? Yeah? Come on, baby. I know how much you love this. Yeah, and I love it too. I get off to the thoughts of you, let alone touching you like this. Being one with you. Doll. Oh. No, in and out, slipping in there, just like that, churning up your insides. Oh, doll, do you like that? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right, doll. That's right, doll. Oh, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. You enjoy this cock, don't you? Yeah, just right. Yeah. Oh, doll. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Nice and slow. Nice and gentle. I told you I could do it a different way. I told you I could be like a new man. Show you that tender love. Oh, fuck yeah, doll. Doll. Yes, doll. Yes, doll. Come with me. Come with me, doll. Oh, fuck yeah, doll. I'll fuck your brains out. You won't be able to think about anything but me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, doll. Oh, take this cock. Take this cock. Yeah, you're so fucking tight. Oh, doll. Fuck you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's right, doll. That's right, doll. That's right, doll. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right, doll. Oh, we're not done yet, no. Yeah, doll. Yeah, I like when it's extra sloppy. When we're both a fucking mess and we can't think of anything but each other. Oh god, it feels so fucking good. Yeah, doll. Enjoy every second. Yeah, doll. Yeah, doll. Oh, fuck you. Oh, yeah, doll. Oh. This is exactly where I want to be, doll. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, doll, doll. Doll. That's the stuff, doll. Doll. I told you I would make you mine. I told you I would make sure to be the man of your dreams. And I'm getting there, aren't I? Doll. Oh, doll. You're my puppy and my doll, and I just want more of you. I could never get enough. And I've realized now, no matter what I've been in the past, no matter what I am now, as long as we get along, as long as everything works out, it doesn't matter, does it? Doll. I love you so much. So, so much. Now I've just gotta show it. I've gotta put it into action. I'll prove to you how much I love you, doll. And I'll make you mine again and again and again and again and again and a fucking again. I might have a screw loose or two, but that doesn't mean that I can't think straight enough to know how much I love you, doll. Now, be my baby doll, won't you? Yes, doll. That's the way.